Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And this week has been a great week for people stopping by. We had Brody yesterday, the 12-year-old future radio star, who was awesome. I love that kid. And then not to be outdone by Brody is Jan and Scott, who are visiting us. Now, where are you guys normally from?
Minnesota.
Oh, hey. Good folk up in Minnesota. Have you guys like lived there your whole lives?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't detect like an accent. Like you normally have stereotypically, there's a thick Minnesota accent.
A little Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for being so polite. That's perfect. You. Yeah. I don't detect that. But so they came in and they're joining us today, and they brought some goodies. Well, God bless you. Thank you. I'm starving today. But I love your Guardian shirt there, Scott. Old school 80s rock, 80s
yes.
Christian rock.
Oh, great concerts in those days.
Yeah, so. These kids don't know anything about that, Betty and Gavin. They have no idea.
Yeah,
they've
who?
Never enjoyed that. But then as we were kind of just talking when they got here, we found out that, Jan, you actually had a liver transplant?
Correct. I had it in November. I had an
accent. I got it now.
An autoimmune disease of my bile ducts.
Wow.
Called primary sclerosing cholangitis.
Okay, that's a long
PSC.
One. That's better.
Yes. And I was diagnosed with that 18 years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so it took a while before the liver got bad enough that I needed the transplant.
That
and
is then, crazy. Now, yep. Did they give you like a full liver? Or because isn't it the liver that can grow parts of itself back?
Yes, it can. So you can do a living donor.
Okay.
And he tried to do that, but it didn't.
Oh, wait.
He wasn't able to.
So they took part of your liver?
No.
So you found out early.
Yes.
So it wasn't really compatible with her, so then that didn't happen.
You lucked out.
But we looked into it.
Yeah, you did.
So I looked good at least.
Yeah, that's the best kind of gift. You're like, I tried. Wow. So your liver is not compatible. So you got an actual full-blown like liver from donor.
Yep.
Wow.
And
I didn't know they
this
could do
donor, they actually went outside of the region to get this donor.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the species.
No.
I have a cow liver right now. It's amazing. It's kind of messed me up. I chew things a lot, but yeah, okay.
Because the liver had tested positive for COVID. And
what?
The region that they were in wouldn't transplant that liver.
Okay.
So Mayo Clinic in Rochester, they had started doing that.
What?
So they drove
world?
Down and
yep.
picked the liver up
and so you got a COVID liver as well?
Correct.
And you didn't get COVID, I'm assuming?
No.
Well, she had just gotten off. So it was kind of crazy, but I'll let you tell it.
Yeah, I had actually just had COVID.
Okay.
So I was actually off the transplant list for 2 weeks.
Okay.
From November 1st to the 15th. I'd been put back on the 15th. The 16th, I got the call that the liver was available, and the 17th, they transplanted.
Wow, that is amazing. Yes. I'm always amazed by that. Like, I always like meeting new people who have things that I've never heard of before or, like, are surprising. Yes. And that definitely, like, you could win a lot of conversations at parties and stuff. You know how we do that bit Mind Blown, where you try to, like, you know, mind blow somebody with a fact? Like, you at a party, it would be so great, because I could see somebody walk in there and then going, oh man, have you tried the liver pate hors d'oeuvre? And you're like, oh, hey, I have a great story about a liver, you know, and then there you go, you're in. That's so great. Well, we're glad that you are here. We're glad that you are here on this earth. That is pretty amazing. And so we're going to jump into some of the aftercast stuff. But thank you so, so much. I appreciate the story. Lady Rock, I'll go, you know what? I'll go ahead and start, Lady Rock. This got started for me. This was the podcast that actually got me to start downloading other podcasts checking out some stuff. The Serial podcast, the very first episode about Adnan Syed and how he was accused of murdering his girlfriend and he was convicted and went to jail. And then this reporter started doing a podcast about it and looking through all the facts and going through it. And it became the style by which tons of podcasts are done now. They all wanted to be Serial, you know, and like they did it so, so well. The music, the tone, the delivery, the way they cut it up. And I mean, it set the standard for a lot of podcasts. But recently, Adnan, he went to jail. He was in jail for 23 years and he recently got released. They said that there was evidence from the case that was not brought forward from the prosecutors. Like there was some stuff going on and they wanted the conviction and there was things that could have exonerated him.
And I think, too, that in a way, that podcast kind of stirred up some goodness for cold cases, because I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, probably more than I should. There are these people that it's their side job. The podcast is their side job. And so they take it upon themselves to track down people, to track down anybody that has a story that's tied to the case. And so they kind of put a fire under the cops, you know, saying like, hey, this hasn't been solved and we're here to speak for the victim themselves. And I think we're going to see more and more of this happening because there are cold cases out there. And if you have so many people talking about it, it's going to make other people talk, which in essence is going to cause trouble for the cops. But understandably so, that I mean, they have their hands full.
There's a difference, too, though. Like, this lady is like an actual journalist and dug stuff up and really did such a great job with it. And she got the Innocence Project involved that like looks into cases of people that are in prison wrongfully. She doesn't have Britt from Crime Junkies on her side, which is probably a mistake. She needs Britt to re-say everything that she says and adds nothing to the conversation. And so I started listening to another couple crime podcasts and all they did was just basically report facts, you know, and like this reporter dug deeper into this thing. And that's why I think it made such a big difference. So anyway, he is 41, did 23 years and he's out now. He was 17 years old when he went in. And it says the quote was, today is a day that Adnan Syed and his loved ones have been waiting for 23 years. The results of DNA testing excluding Adnan was confirmed, and confirmed what his supporters always known that he was innocent. For a while, when they first let him out, they were like, well, you're going to have to wear an ankle monitor because we're going to retry you, and you're basically getting a retrial. But then they finally, the prosecutors were like, no, we're going to not try you. There's enough. We're not going to put you through that. We are going to open the case. Like Betty was saying, they are going to continue to find the people responsible. And the prosecutor actually apologized to the victim's family, but vowed to keep finding the real killer for justice for their daughter. But man, what a full circle story that is.
Yeah, and that's somebody you don't think of too because you feel sorry for Anand, but also the family of the victim. You know, she, I think, was 19.
Yeah, Hainan, yeah.
When she died. And so you thought all this first time we have the right person in jail, and then it turns out, no, he's been living his life all this time free.
And you spent years hating this guy and or trying to forgive him, and he didn't do anything. And then now you're like, you've got to go through it all again, and you trusted people to do their job and do it right. So you believed, okay, they did it, and that's the guy. I have closure. And now that closure is opened back up. So yeah, there's a lot. While there's joy for one family, there's rekindled sadness for another.
Well, and just because they set him free, it doesn't mean that he won't go back to jail. Like, they could try him again, right?
Theoretically, you're not allowed to be tried for the same crime twice, so something else would have to come up. But that was initially they said, you're not free. We're going to retry the case. We'll retry you. We'll give you a retrial. But what they determined recently was, because of other things that came out, they're not going to pursue anything against him. So he's free. They're going to keep the case going. Now, if something pointed at him, I'm sure they would try to go at him. But they're saying right now that they don't think that that's the case. So anyway, that was just a wild story. And I don't know if you're like me. When I watched it, episode one, that dude's innocent. Episode two, he's guilty of sin. Episode three, totally on the fence. Episode four, he's guilty again. Episode five, he's free. You know, like, it was such a roller coaster of emotions. And at the end of it, I still didn't know where I landed.
They produced it really well.
Yeah, I was leaning towards not guilty, so I kind of called this.
So did everyone else.
Yeah, I know. So, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, I'm sure you're all wondering, who is the hottest bald man in the world? Well,
I know.
I'm glad you asked.
Gavin and I have this conversation so many times when you're not around.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I found this article that actually people took time to calculate who the hottest bald man is. So they put into factors like the golden ratio, which, if you don't know what that is, it's just pretty much when they measure your facial features, like your nose, your eyebrows, things like that, so that... Do they align with
it's symmetry.
Perfection?
Like, look at me. Put your head straight up, not like you're tilting your head. No, straight up. No, straight up.
Straight
no,
up.
Your head is tilted.
No,
I'm dead serious.
Because I'm just waiting.
No.
It is straight.
It might be now. It is now. It wasn't
for
a minute.
Landed.
No.
The joke landed.
I'm not trying to make
a
joke.
We got it, and it's done.
I swear to you, your head was tilted. I swear to you. Okay, so go that way a little bit. I'm dead serious. Your head is tilted. Okay, there we go. Your symmetry is actually really good. Like, your cheekbones are level.
Yes, you would know.
I got to tilt my head a little this way because your neck is a little off. But, like, your symmetry is really good. Gavin, let me see you.
Okay.
Okay. Gavin, you would be a beautiful bald man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a beautiful bald.
No. Because you have symmetry.
Me. Look at me.
Yeah, see how easy this is? Head is straight
you
up.
You have to have a neck for me to know where.
You got personal and mean, and I was not even taking you out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sure you were.
No, your head was not straight. I'm being dead serious.
You sound like Angela Johnson when she's like, my nail, it went like this. And she's like, no, your finger, it go like this. It wasn't like this when I came in. Anyways.
What is like the line that you have to cross before you're like, I'll just shave it all? Or are you going to fight for
when
it until
the bitter?
Comb
over.
Comb over for sure.
I was watching a Dateline recently, and the guy that was there, and he was on the
Our
case.
Our guest just put his hands over his head. Scott, he's like, oh,
so this old man, he actually had a piece of hair that was on the left side of his head.
Sure.
And he had grown it long intentionally so that he could comb it over on the other side to cover up the front part. And that's when you know you should just shave it.
Yeah, or like, if mine goes too much on the top, then I will shave it all off. But I will also the next day go get a bunch of tattoos.
Like that's
my
head?
No, not my head. That would hurt, but on my arms.
You know, I have a friend that works in the We Have Hair or whatever. We Grow Hair. Yeah. She might could hook you up.
Yeah.
She,
I need it yet. Oh my gosh, you're the worst.
I didn't say anything.
Continue, crooked head.
I didn't say. Thank you, bald man. But she said that you could do like this tattoo procedure where they put dots on your head so it makes it look like you have hair, but you really don't.
Oh no. Oh no, I would not do that.
I've heard about that actually though. Mm-hmm. And like they'll fill in like the little gaps in like the little edges of the top of
Widow's
your forehead.
Peak or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I hate that idea though.
I gotta tell you though, I was watching TikTok and there was this dude that when you looked at him, the top of his head was bald, and then the way they cut his hair was like at a weird angle at the top on the sides, and then he's doing this dance and he's throwing on different toupees. And his look changed every time. Like, dadgum, that looks really good. Like, it blended into his hair really good. I might try that. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't swim with it.
They make them
it.
Now where you can
can't I tell.
Mean, like, you try and pull them off, and they're like suction cup to your bald head.
Yeah.
Anyways, poor let's figure man. Out who the hottest bald man
we need
is.
To know.
Okay, so they use the golden ratio. Then they calculated also their net worth. Their height.
That makes you more attractive. I love that. How wealthy you are. Duh. Jeff Bezos must be hot.
And their cranial shine factor. So.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Rock. As a young single girl, and say you met like another younger guy that was bald, and so he was still like jacked, like so it wasn't like just like he's old and bald. So he's like a good looking
like he
dude.
He hasn't given
like
up
a
on
Daughtry,
life,
like
you know?
A Chris Daughtry, okay? So, no, you don't like Chris Daughtry?
What about like
Tim McGraw? Tim McGraw's bald.
Bless it.
I know. So Tim McGraw.
If it was
McGraw's
Tim
bald.
McGraw, yeah, I'd be all on board.
Okay, but is it like
he puts that cowboy hat on?
I know, but say he has his hat off. Shiny head or matte head? Which do you go with?
Matte.
Like your
matte.
I think so too. You don't want to see your reflection.
Yeah.
In his head.
Sing the Mulan song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know like how you get your head that shiny. Do you have to buff it like a bowling ball? Like I.
That's there has to be like so like no question. Hair is yeah. what I would guess. Like,
we should ask our boss.
Because he's the baldest one on the office.
Anyways, let's move on. So they used all of these to calculate who's the hottest. So coming in at number one was Vin Diesel.
Okay, yeah, he's wealthy, he's jacked, he's a tough-looking dude. Like, I get that.
But, like, above
who? Well, who else made the list?
If you tell him he's ugly, he will beat you down.
I ain't going to tell that guy something he doesn't want to hear.
Who made the list? Let me decide.
Yeah. Pitbull made the list?
Oh, no. Pitbull is just like, without his career, he's a guy that fades into the background as an accountant that you never pay a second look to.
Stanley Tucci?
Oh, Stanley Tucci
like
looks
Stanley.
Classy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he plays good roles.
He's a classy bald guy.
Shamar Moore?
I don't know who that is.
I think he was on...
I think he's...
A lot of like...
what was that one
soap
crime
operas.
Show?
Oh.
Criminal Minds.
He's on Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
Oh. Yeah. You know what?
Is he cute?
No, he's good looking.
Is he?
Yeah.
He wears a cool... He makes a fedora look cool.
Okay.
No, he's nice. He's
should
nice.
He be number
at.
One?
He's nice.
He should be, yes, for sure. Prince William?
No. Prince William looks like a version of his ugly dad.
That's just because he's royalty.
Yeah. Ollie. No, I'm serious. Like, he's not a good looking dude.
I know you're
dude.
Serious, and that's why I'm saying.
Sorry.
Ollie.
But he's not a good looking dude. Like,
also,
that
he's not
guy.
All the way bald.
Yeah, like, yeah, and he's just, yeah.
You should be all the way bald to count
Bruce
for
Willis
this.
Made the list?
I figured Bruno would make the list, yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Of course.
I can see
how
The
is
Rock.
That not, how is he not, like,
and
at
Mike
the top?
Tyson?
Mike Tyson. The face tattoo helps. Wow.
All that to say, Vin Diesel won.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know that I would agree with him winning. I think Vin Diesel should be on the list.
But again, we wouldn't say that to him.
No.
Yeah. He'd punch us.
No.
He'd pull your hair out and make you bald.
Good hair men.
I remember one time Mike Tyson was in town for something, this was in my mainstream days, and we kept doing bits in case he was listening, because we had heard that, like, he knew somebody that, like, had mentioned, like, the radio show, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I was just talking to my partner, Mark, and Mark was just saying how he could beat Mike Tyson up. Mike Tyson's like a little girl, and, like, he's like, shut up, man. I'm like, no, like, do that thing, do your Mike Tyson impression, do that, because I think Mike will find it really funny. I was so hoping that he was going to show up and beat him up, because I didn't like him. Yeah.
Want to go to birthdays now?
Yeah, let's do it. Happy every birthday from all of us. You. Wish you a birthday.
Eric wants to wish his fiance, Rebecca, a happy birthday, saying she is the best person in the world to me and brightens up my life every day. Happy birthday, Rebecca. That was yesterday. Did you get that yesterday?
No, I didn't see
it. It must have come in after.
It could have come in late. And then Abigail, she's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Abigail. She said she listens to The Wally Show every day.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday. All right.
Did it say how old Abigail is?
No, it doesn't.
Well, happy birthday, Abigail. You're the best.
This question is from Melissa, and it's a bit in depth, so listen well.
My head hurts.
You are a secret spy.
Okay. This is cool.
But not a good one.
Okay.
Because you were caught spying on humans.
Okay.
What excuse would you give so your cover isn't blown? How were you caught?
Oh my gosh.
And who were you spying on and why?
I feel like I have to be like reading this.
Yeah, like that's a whole lot.
Okay, first let's start on who you were spying on and why.
Betty, because she doesn't tell me enough about her life, and I want to know more.
That's
she
true.
Keeps she keeps parts locked up that I think are there and maybe even nefarious with all of her crime dramas and stuff. I think
really?
she might be a serial killer.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem.
Wow. Okay, so, you're spying on me.
Yeah.
But you were caught.
Yes.
So what excuse did you give to cover up your being caught?
That I was bringing you another cat, and then I would like hand you a raccoon because that was the only thing I could find in
I
your
love
apartment
raccoons.
Complex. Yeah, and
wait.
Like, yeah, because your apartment complex is infested with raccoons. I used to live there, and so I would grab a raccoon quickly and go, "Here's a cat." Oh wait, this isn't a cat. Sorry, and I'd throw it at you, give you rabies, and I would leave. Yeah,
so rabies made its way in.
Yeah,
Gavin, who are you spying on?
I don't know.
I can't think of anyone I want to spy on.
Vin Diesel.
Why?
Because he's good looking. That's who Gavin's spying on.
You know, I would spy on Shamar Moore.
Yeah.
Shamar Moore. Is that how you say it? I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
It's
a less sexy Shmar name Moore. For a sexy guy.
Hey, Shmores.
Hey, Shmari.
But anyways, my excuse, listen, the guy is nice to look at. Okay. Here I am.
Yeah.
He's single, right?
Funny thing is like, here's what's really funny about the double standards in life. Betty Rock could literally just describe a crime of stalking somebody and
you're
spying
doing the
on
same
them.
Thing.
Yeah, but I can't, but I could get in trouble for it. Like, it'd be like, oh, well, he's creepy. Like me, I'm trying to solve a serial killer plot. You're just like lonely. And
people feel bad for that.
No, they'd get it. They'd be like, okay.
Checks out.
Yeah, he's nice. Gavin, you still don't know?
Probably.
That's a long question.
It would be, I'm trying to make it sound like I'm not like a loser if I answered the question correctly.
Well, he's already ruined that for you.
Probably a friend of mine who's left me on red for like
spy on them and see why they left you on red.
Yeah.
In a way, there's a guy in our group chat, like our college guy group chat. Like he has just kind of ghosted all of us for the last few years.
Yeah.
Is he married?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He just woke up. I am cooler than all of them.
All this talk about Harry Potter and which house we would belong to.
Why am I going to another Dungeons and Dragons party with these losers?
We're going to a football game in like a couple months. We're a bunch of guys.
Okay, so you spy on him.
Spy on him, yeah.
But you're caught.
He lives in my old college town. I'm just back in town to see my alma mater.
Oh.
It's a good excuse.
Well done.
Why am I in his neighborhood? I don't know.
Yeah, got lost.
Yeah. I am going to start carrying raccoons with me, though, because it's a great distraction tool. And like anytime you need them, just keep them in the trunk, and you never know when you're going to need one. You got to feed them. Cut holes in your trunk.
You're like, follow me to my trunk real quick. They're like, probably not.
Yeah.
They're going to use the bathroom back there.
Yeah, maybe, but it's worth it.
Just use a rental.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea, Gavin.
This plan needs more planning.
We'll work on it.
The raccoon plan.
On that note.
Yeah, it's so funny. Remember how we started off this thing saying there's a bunch of podcasts that tried to be as great as Serial, and then we just talked about raccoons being locked in your trunk? We are not Serial.
When you say we, you mean you.
Yeah, me. We are the farthest thing away from being Serial, and I'm
not changing people's lives.
Surprised anybody
that's
listens to
that's
this.
Definitely
but
not.
God bless you and thank you.
As always, thanks for being a potty.